It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. That's Central Time. Jack Farrell is with us with his wine chat. Now, are you still in Italy, Jack?
I am in the heart of the Piedmontese.
Well, let's just say buongiorno, then. Okay.
Yeah, buongiorno. It is absolutely wonderful. Piedmont means foot of mountains, and the Piedmont area of Italy is up in the northern part of Italy, and they make some of the greatest wines in the world. In fact, Barolo, which they're the most famous for, is known as the king of wine and the wine of kings, because the court of the Italian government was located in Milan, and they always drank Barolo, and ergo the wine of kings and the king of wine. But the wine is absolutely fabulous. Yesterday was an extraordinary wine day. We spent the morning with Angelo Gaia, and he was really the first one to promote Barolos in the United States. Barolo's been making wine for a long, long time, but they never made much of state wine, and that it was produced by cooperatives and things like that. But Gaia was the first one to go out and really beat the bushes, particularly in the United States, where he has an enormous following. He's like Lafitte France in Bordeaux, or he's like one of the big names in California, Diamond Creek, Stag's Leap, etc. And then after we visited with him, we went to Renorati, and Renorati was the first one to do vineyard designation in Barolo, and that was a remarkable thing because nobody did any of that. And then the last visit yesterday afternoon was with Battistiolo, and he was the first one to have really an aggressive approach. They're a family that is in the road construction business, and they owned thousands of acres of vineyards in Barolo, and they decided they'd turn them all into vineyards. And today, Battistiolo is one of the biggest and best houses in this region. It's just absolutely wonderful. I'm ashamed of myself. It's been a long time since I've been here, and what a thing I've missed. There's vineyards everywhere, and it's so breathtakingly beautiful. It looks like a Caravaggio painting wherever you go. These wonderful little villages on top of hilltops and mountains with a castle on the top and a little village cascading below. It's just, I honestly forgot how beautiful the Piedmont was. It, frankly, it rivals any place in the entire world. My favorite place has always been Tuscany because it's so beautiful and big. But Barolo's just a fraction of the size of Tuscany. And you move around. And just to tell you a wonderful thing about Tuscany, they have more Michelin-starred restaurants than we do in the whole United States, just in the Piedmont.
Wow.
So the food has been absolutely awesome. And, of course, timing couldn't be better. We're right here for the white truffles. This is the start of the white truffle season. Now, everybody knows black truffles, but really the Rennemoir, the epitome of truffles, are the white truffles you get from here up in the Piedmontese. And today, this morning, we spent the morning at the White Truffle Festival in Alba. And truffles are just a mushroom, and a white truffle is just more pungent than a black truffle, and they are just incredibly good and unfortunately incredibly expensive. I saw a white truffle at the truffle fair this morning, about the size of a softball, and they were asking 1,200 euros for it.
Wow.
Which is about $1,400, $1,500. And it goes through the 15th of November. Every weekend they have this truffle thing in Alba, and I'm telling you, it was worth it to visit it. The food has been extraordinary. This is some of the best food I have ever had in Italy, because going to all these little one-star restaurants, and if you think the one-star restaurants are good, you have to go to the little trattoria. The food is just nothing short of exceptional. Whether it has Michelin stars or it doesn't, it's absolutely remarkable. They have a wonderful starting dish here. It's veal tartare, which is like beef tartare except veal. And then they put with that veal tonnata, which is a veal with a tuna and anchovy sauce. and then serve it with peppers and anchovies. And I'm telling you, what a starter course that is. I mean, it gets your palate all excited for what's to come. It's just absolutely marvelous. These hillsides and the old villages are just unbelievable. We started out in Como, Lake Como, in Bellagio, which really makes Bellagio in Las Vegas, anybody who's ever been there, pale by comparison. Just a fabulous little village right on the shores of Lake Como. And again, the food was exceptional. The hospitality was good. And it was great. We're just enjoying this so much. And something that, again, was a surprise to me is coming from this area of Italy, the white wines they're producing are outstanding. You know, Italy really, for a long time, has never been a big or good producer of white wine. But some of the ones we were at Stefano the other day, and he had a blend, Chardonnay, Viognier, and Sauvignon Blanc. What a delicious white wine it was. I couldn't wait to buy some to have it sent to Minneapolis because it's going to absolutely dazzle anybody that always heard that white wines from Italy weren't that incredible. These are just wines that you really want to have in your cellar. They're that good. And as I said, the area itself is so inviting. The only drawback is, of course, there's a drive to each little town. And while they may not be very far apart, by the time you go on these switchbacks and all that other stuff, you're 15 or 20 minutes from a place that may only be 6 kilometers away, which is, you know, no space at all to have to take that much time to get there. And in the Piedmont, we stopped at a wonderful place that the Battisiolo people own called Buscatero. It's a hotel and spa. It's right in Sierra Lunga d'Alba, a wonderful town, and they've poured a ton of money into this fabulous hotel and spa. The pool, the health spa, everything else, just remarkable, and the lodging itself was terrific. And, of course, the best part of it is you're so close to all these different wonderful vineyards to visit, restaurants to see, etc. It's easy to see how Barolo has changed. You know, when I started out in the wine business, you get a bottle of Barolo, and you had to wait 20 years for it to come around. We all laughed about it. No wonder it's the wine of kings. They're the only ones that could afford to cellar the wine that long. But today they make Barolo in a different style. It's vinified totally differently. And what they've done is they've made it more accessible in its youth, early on. The wine is really quite remarkable. And I was so astonished that some of these Barolos, after 4 or 5 years, are very drinkable. Of course, my good friend Paco Dogliani at Battisiolo was kind enough to share a 96 Barolo with us, which is 21 years old, and that's where you really see how good a Barolo can be. And, you know, Nebbiolo that comes from here, Nebbiolo d'Alba, or Barbera d'Alba, are other grape types from Alba, and they mature more quickly and are delicious everyday drinking wine. Gavi is a white wine from here that is quite delicious and fun, and that's their principal white wine. But, you know, as I said, they're starting the experiment with Chardonnay and other white wine, and it really is totally remarkable, these Chardonnay blends that they come up with. Used to be the big wine from this part of the world was Asti Spumante, because Asti comes from here up in the Piedmontese. But Asti has kind of gone out of flavor. It's a little sweet. It's nice to have with a dessert or something. But it's an aperitif, and that Prosecco and sparkling wines from the rest of the world have sort of eclipsed that sweet Asti. But it's available here, and it is absolutely delicious. So not only is the wine great, the foods are great, the scenery is breathtaking. I just, as I said, I forgot. It's been so many years since I've been here. I've kind of forgotten how beautiful the area is, and more vineyards are popping up, and the vineyards themselves, it's just like going up the Rhine and Mosel in Germany. They're so high, some of these wines have to be picked with the pickers in harnesses and ropes because the hills are so steep. But they certainly come up with some incredible wines. And Barolo, believe me, is a wine today that everybody should have on their radar. Because and you can put a bottle of Barolo away and be sure it's good enough to have for your children or even your grandchildren, because even though they're accessible earlier than they used to be, they still have that ability to age well. It'll last, anywhere from 15 to 25 years very easily, and some even longer than that, Debbie.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, your description of the Piedmont area, for those just joining us, Jack is speaking to us from Italy this morning. Oh, it just makes me want to go back there. Somebody wanted to know what's the largest city or cities that in that region that people would recognize, Jack?
Alba is the biggest city.
Okay.
And that's where we just left because we were there for the Truffle Festival. And restaurateurs from all over Europe come to buy truffles. As I said, they're very, very expensive. We saw one today that was about $1,500 and about the size of a baseball. But, and even the small, you can imagine, the smaller ones are just that much more expensive. You go in a restaurant, they say you want truffles, and they give you truffles, and it can be anywhere from an extra 60 to 75 euros or at least 30.
Wow.
To add truffles to your pasta. And that's, in my opinion, the best way to have white truffles is over good pasta that has been just lightly touched with a very good olive oil. And then you scrape white olive truffles on the top of that. And I am telling you, you know God's in heaven and all's right with the world when you have a dish like that.
Well, I envy you that beautiful area being there. But I tell you what, folks that want to travel those vineyards, all they have to do is go to any one of the Haskell's locations.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was flattered when one of the people who is an international export director for one of these wineries said that Haskell's in Minneapolis has the largest selection of Barolos he's ever seen anywhere in the entire world. And we do that. We Haskell's folks seek out these wonderful wines, and we seek them out at a good price for you. And you know, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. So if you know what you're going to have for dinner, just pop in and tell them how much you can afford to spend, and they'll pick a wine that'll go perfectly with whatever dish you're planning. And best of all, they're going to put you in touch with a wine that will not break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen. Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Today on Saturday, there's free parking in Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis. Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, Wiper Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, yes.
Go ahead.
No, after you. Right.
Oh, well, and again, our wonderful fall wine sale is going on right now. And we have over 35 BOGOs. That is where you buy one and get the second one free. It's a great time to stock your cellar.
Well, fantastic, Jack. And we wish you a safe trip back home. And I hope we can talk one week from today.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Have a good trip, Jack. There he goes. The lucky guy. Never gets out anywhere. Jack Farrell from the Piedmont region in Italy.